paragraph chaf beis, v'ze bechinas sukkos. And with this, we'll understand the concept of the holiday of sukkos. She'oz yoytzimi beisoy l'toych ha-sukkah. That's when we go out of our house to the sukkah. V'acharkach choyzren l'toych ha-bayis b'shmini atzeres. And then we return back to our homes on Shmini Atzeres. V'oz mesayimim ha-Torah. And that's when we finish the Torah. We lay in V'zois HaBrocha, the final parsha of the Torah. V'choyzrenu maschilin oisa. And we start the Torah brand new. We start again from Bereishis. V'hakoyl b'chino achas. And Rav Nosson says, everything we're speaking about here is all very much connected. It's all one. Kikvar Mavura, because we already explained earlier, Shahatikin shel Rosh Hashanah nimshach ad Shmini Atzeres, that the tikkun of Rosh Hashanah continues until and through Shmini Atzeres. Kimavoyer b'kisvei Arizal, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal. V'chol ha-tikkun hu b'chinas ischatshus kanal. And the tikkun that we're speaking about is a renewal. It's a concept of wiping out the old and making a whole new beginning. B'chinas, as we say on Rosh Hashanah, Chadei Sholeinu Shona Toiva. Hashem, please give us a new year. A new good year. Chadei Shdaika. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the verb that's being used in the Pasuk. It doesn't say give, tain. It says Chadesh. The verb, the action that we're looking for is hischatshus, new. V'yalkein tzora kol echod l'chadesh gamas kedushas beisoy. And therefore, each and every single Jew has to renew the holiness in his house, the spirituality in his house. Shenimshach mikedushas ha-beis ha-mikdosh, which we draw from the holiness of the beis ha-mikdosh, al yidei ha-mezuzah kanal, via the mezuzah, as we explained earlier. That holiness that we're talking about here comes from the entire Torah. Shemaschilas bebeis, which begins with the letter beis. Shehu beis de bereishis, which is that large letter beis of the word bereishis in the Sefer Torah. Shehu bechinas roish bayis, which represents the roish bayis, the true tzaddik. The Tikkun Ezra says that the word bereishis is comprised of two words. It has the letters Reish Aleph Shin and the letters Beis Yutov, making up the two words, Reish Bayis, which is the title of the Tzaddik. The Tzaddik is called the leader of the house. V'alkein tzrichin b'chol shono achar Yom Kippur lotzeis mi beisoi v'lichnois l'sukkah. And this is why each and every single year after Yom Kippur, we leave our house. We go out into the sukkah, shehu diras arai, which is a temporary residence, shehu bechinas shoyresh kedushas habayis, because that's the source from which our home draws its holiness, from the sukkah. Ki sukkah hu bechinas anane kovoid, because the Gemara tells us that one of the reasons why we make a sukkah is to commemorate those holy clouds that traveled with us throughout the time that we were in the desert. They were called Anane HaKovoy. Bechinas uKvoid Hashem Nireh Be'onam. The honor of Hashem, the glory of Hashem, the spirit of Hashem was seen in those clouds. Shenimshach me'atfila bebechinas din shel Bal Koyach, she'osek bo b'chol Rosh Hashanah. And that honor, that Kvoid Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran in the Torah that this whole halacha is based on the Torah Tikkun Teichocha, that the Kvoid Hashem is generated through the tefillah of the tefillah bebechinas din of the great tzaddik. When he gives forth that tefillah bebechinas din, which is especially going on Rosh Hashanah. K'may Shemavoy Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, in the Torah Tikkun Teichocha that this halacha is based on. Shemei elu hu anane kovoid nimsheches horuach nevua mi bein shnei hakruvim. And it's via these clouds that Hashem sent the prophecy which Moshe Rabbeinu was able to hear from between the two cherubs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That Ruach Nevuah came from the Anani HaKovoid into Mibein Shnei HaKruvim. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Mibein Shnei Shenichnas L'Shom HaKohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, which is the place into which the Kohen Gadol entered on Yom Kippur. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ki be'onon eroe ala kapoiris, because in a cloud I will be seen on the kapoiris, Hashem says, meaning that the view of Hashem, the prophecy which Hashem put forth, which was viewed and heard from above the kapoiris by the Oroin in the Holy of Holies, that Ruach Nevuah originated in the clouds. Umeyelu ha'anane kovoit shem shorosh ha'nevuah k'mo shemavur sham. And it's from these special clouds, which are the source of the prophecy, as Rabbein Azal explains there, Mishom Nimshach Kedushas HaSukkah. That's what generates the holiness of our Sukkah. Our Sukkah is commemorating those clouds. Our Sukkah is drawing holiness from those seven clouds, those Anani HaKovoid. What's the holiness? It's Ruach Nevuah. It's Ruach HaKodesh. K'may Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ki basukoi soishavtes b'nei Yisrael b'yitzias Eretz Yisrael, that we celebrate this holiday because Hashem placed us in Sukkos when He took us out of Mitzrayim. U'pirshu Rabbi Senuzal, and our rabbis in the Gemara say, what is this referring to? Sheheim anane hakovoid. This refers to those special clouds in which the Jews were enveloped when we were traveling throughout the desert. V'alkein, and therefore, k'sheyoytze me'asukah, when we leave the sukkah, after having been in the sukkah for the 7 days, corresponding to those seven clouds, when we leave the sukkah, oz daiko maschilen ha-Torah bereshis. That's when we're ready to go to the beginning of the Torah, to make a whole new beginning. Ki ha-Torah shehi klolius ruach nevuah, because the Torah, which is a composite of all this prophecy, Nimsheches mi kovoid. The Torah draws from kovoid. K'may shemavur sham, as Rabbein Azal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Shehi bechinas sukkah, Shehi anani hakovoid. That's the sukkah which is these special clouds. V'zeh shekosav, Adonai Moran, Rabbein Azal posuk v'yakov nosa sukkoiso v'ayiven loy bayis. And that's why Rabbein Azal says that Yaakov Avinu traveled to Sukkos, and he built a house. Ayin Shom, look over there. This is, Rabbein Azal mentions this in Torah Reish Samach Vov, chapter 266 in Likutei Moran. Ayin Shom, Rabbein Azal says, look over there, Ki Shayach Lozeh, because that chapter of Likutei Moran is also related to what we're learning here. Rabbein Azal, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, draws the connection between sukkah and a house, that the way that a person gets to the bayis is through the sukkah. So that by going into the sukkah for those 7 days, again, Rosh Hashanah is a whole new beginning. We're starting our Yiddishkeit over, we're starting the Torah over, we're starting our homes over. And the way that one starts, when a person is having their house redone, what do? They go out, they move out for a couple of days. They move out into the sukkah. We spend the 7 days in the sukkah, we plug into the kovoid of Hashem, the anane hakovoid, which is the source of nevuah, it's the source of ruach hakodesh. And we warm ourselves up in that for those 7 days, and then we're ready to make a whole new beginning, to start the Torah anew, then we're ready to move back into our homes to start to enjoy our new home, our brand new home. Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this more now.